Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The whole idea was for us to commiserate about gas prices, and reading all of your tweets and your Facebook posts, oh heavens, I think I'm more depressed. The catalyst for all of this is that the gas station where I filled up on Tuesday morning saw a 40-cent jump in 12 hours. And I'm feeling it. It's making my stomach hurt just to think about it. And yet I realize now that many of you are paying more than what I'm paying. And we're hearing from you all over the world, as far away as Japan, also Western Canada. And so there are a lot of places where it's more expensive. And I know diesel, if you drive a semi or you drive a diesel vehicle, it's even more painful at the pump. So now I feel badly, but at least we can have a conversation about it. And some of you have the right idea. You're telling me that it's time to start riding horses. Yes. Yes. Jay, what do you think? I've told you before that the man who proposes to me with a horse instead of a ring, I'll know that he gets me. That's it.
I said that
multiple times, and I'm not joking. I just need to find the right guy and the horse, and I can just, that's it. I can ride my horse to work.
How long do you think you could go on a horse, like realistically?
I've spent hours on a horse before.
Yeah?
Oh.
Say you had to travel from your house to New York City, which is what, like a 35, 40 minute drive by car?
It's only 26 miles. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would take longer. You don't see any problem?
I think
on major highways in the New York City area just with a horse?
Just a horse over the George Washington Bridge?
Yeah, I feel like that's a really bad idea. But maybe I could just leave New York City and my horse and I could go enjoy life in Montana, say.
That sounds a lot nicer.
It does, actually. I used to do cattle drives, so we would spend hours on horseback when I was in Oklahoma. Anyway, that's nostalgia, and I miss it, and it makes me feel like I need to leave. No, I can't. I got a contract. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're changing it up. It's our hump show, dead center of the work week right now. And for those of you who have never, ever experienced it before, it is the phenomenon known as Ask Amy Anything.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot.
Producer James and I are considering freshening up our sound and our imaging. It's a work term. And we're trying to think about ways that we can replace some of the music and some of the production that you hear. But I'm telling you, every time we talk about changing the intro to Ask Amy Anything, we realize it's classic. It's epic. We can't do it. But we are moving it around. We've decided from now on, the next, let's say, dozen hump shows, we're going to change the time slot for Ask Amy Anything so more of you can hear it, because we recognize many of you are into patterns, and so you may not be listening at different times, and you may not even know that we do Ask Amy Anything every hump show. Going back to those times when I was actually on the weekends. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Producer James is the one who chooses the questions and asks the questions.
Okay, right. So, of course, you were out last week on vacation, so there was no Ask Amy Anything, and it was
so
deeply
sad.
Missed last week.
Too bad, so sad. You're lying. Nobody missed me.
It was pretty missed, I have to say.
You had to do no work last week.
I had questions
while I was
coming
gone.
In, and people were like, oh, like, ask my question. I was like, sorry, guys, it's not going to happen this week. We don't have it. But we'll start with some vacation questions, because people want to know how it was. So Michael asks, what was the one or a few things you enjoyed the most on your vacation?
Well, if you heard what I just said about the man who proposes to me with a horse, then you know horseback riding was my absolute number one highlight of vacation. And it was dicey for a while there because of the gale force winds in North Carolina, where I spent the week. The stable that I was working with, they didn't do any horseback rides from Sunday until Friday afternoon. And we got in our horseback ride on these shoals on the Pamlico Sound. We were crossing water. We saw rainbows the entire time. I was on a filly named Faith. Oh, she was awesome. Very spirited. We crammed in the ride between thunderstorms. And so it was just beautiful that we were able to get it done. The clouds were gorgeous. I took a lot of photos without dropping my phone in the water. If you have not seen the photos, they're up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, as well as on our Facebook page. I would say the other highlights, well, seeing dolphins swimming around. There's a pier on Atlantic Beach where I was staying, and my friends and I walked out to the end of the pier, and while we were out there, there were a lot of fishermen, and so naturally more fish in that area, and there were dolphins who were rounding up the fish. They were herding them, and because of that, we got to see the dolphins swimming and jumping for a while, and then there was also probably a couple dozen brown pelicans who they were essentially pilfering the fish that the dolphins had rounded up. And so they were dive bombing into the water by, you know, 3 and 4 at the same time. It was phenomenal to watch them. But they knew where the fish were because that's where the dolphins were. And so the pelicans were taking advantage of the dolphins having done the work in the water. So it was pretty amazing to see. I love anything to do with sea life and marine life when it comes to animals. Something else, though. One of my favorite things to do on vacation is take photos of sunsets and clouds. And I've been bombarding producer Jay with them. We'll put some more up on Facebook. There are some on Twitter. But I was blessed by some of the most amazing sunsets and cloud photos. And so it was awesome. Bright pinks and purples and oranges. Yellows and the sun, because this island is positioned east to west, instead of the sun going down over land, which is what it normally does when you're on the East Coast, it goes down behind you when you're facing the water. It was actually going down at the end of the island over the water. So it was pretty awesome. So yes, spending time with friends too. I cooked and baked and I slept. I didn't nap though, weirdly enough. I did not nap. Maybe it's because I drank too much coffee. I was enjoying my vacation and drinking a lot of coffee just because I wanted to. That's it, because I wanted to.
Yeah, no time for naps on vacation.
I also went running, by the way, post-half marathon run into gale force winds. So that was also great.
So Doug wants to know now, what was the best meal you had on vacation? Any barbecue, yes.
I did not do barbecue. That's weird. Barbecue in North Carolina don't seem really to go together. I was on the beach, so I wanted seafood. I wanted fish. So yes, we went to this restaurant, this local establishment that we were told was very popular and warned you have to get there early. Can I tell you the funniest story? My friends and I were walking in, and there was this older man. He had to be in his 80s. He was shuffling along. His wife had dropped him off. She was driving, and his wife had dropped him off near the door so he could go get a table because there was already a wait list. He sizes up my friend who was in the lead. She was, getting close to the door. He starts running, but by running, I mean just shuffling faster. And he actually passed her to get to the door before her. So clearly this 80-something-year-old man was not much of a gentleman. What he really wanted was to eat. And so, yeah, it was hysterical. He shuffled faster. He beat her to the door. And then he went in, and they got their table before we got our table.
That's horrible. Come on. Be better than that.
It was so funny. So we had Bang Bang Shrimp. If you've never heard of it, it's tremendous. Bang Bang Shrimp as an appetizer. And then I had bay scallops and sea scallops in Parmesan cream sauce. Oh, drop the mic. It was so delicious. And Amos Mosquito said all this mosquito art. Okay, they're gross. But metal mosquitoes, giant metal mosquitoes, as well as the cartoon mosquitoes, all kinds of crazy stuff. They were hanging in trees. I took some photos, actually, so I will share them. Oh, and I did take photos of my food, even though I normally don't do that and don't share it, but I'll share maybe.
It's more acceptable to take photos of your food on vacation.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I generally don't do it either, but on vacation, I can let it slide.
Amos Mosquitoes, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. Great meal.
So you also just recently were on Jason Brown's podcast from Last Chance U, who we had on our show.
Netflix star. And is that an oxymoron? No, it's not. Just teasing.
And Casey wants to know if you could host a podcast with any current or former athlete.
Oh, former. Current or former.
Current or former. Who would you choose and why?
Oh, gosh. Well, you want someone who's a great talker, right? And you want someone who's different from you, because then you draw in a different audience and you get this different perspective. So one that comes to mind right away, and I mentioned him a little while ago, Draymond Green, because the man does not hold back. And I find him highly entertaining. Not because I agree with everything he says, but because he's a hoot. He's funny the way he expresses himself. He does not take himself too seriously. Was he the one that said, whoop that trick? Whoop that trick? So he has a unique perspective on life. He's a dad, which I think is fun too. And Draymond Green would probably be one of my choices. I mean, think of former athletes, Peyton Manning. I mean, how could you, if I could be part of the Monday Night Mannings, I would be in my element. That would be amazing. So I would say the Manning brothers, not just Peyton, but Eli is low key. Got the best comedic timing out there. So if I could be part, maybe do a podcast like the Monday Night Mannings, that would be amazing. Just by the way, not Aaron Rodgers. No, thank you. I'm Pat McAfee can have him. I'm not interested in that. Let me think what else that I really. Dale Earnhardt Jr. would be interesting too, because he is also he's part of a NASCAR world that I grew up on, but he's very good at talking and expressing himself, and he's a Southern guy, and so it's a little bit different. You think if I can come up with a female that I would like. Kara Lawson is great. She's now the Duke coach. She was a Celtics coach. She obviously played at the highest level in college basketball. I don't think Dawn Staley might eat me for lunch, so I don't think that she's very intense, though I have worked with her and met her before, but yeah, I think Kara Lawson in women's basketball. I'm trying to think who else that would be like someone who's outside the box. Can you think of someone who's like out mainstream outside the box?
Conor McGregor.
Hell no. I'm not sharing my microphone with Conor McGregor. That is not happening. I don't know. Those are some good names. I think those would be the
Dennis
names.
Rodman.
No, also not. No, he would. I'd be so frustrated. John Elway. John Elway, or I mean Michael Jordan would be great, obviously, but Larry Bird, who very rarely talks anymore, but he's my all-time favorite athlete. So those are a few.
So you brought up NASCAR, which this was an interesting question. I thought Bill asked, do you think gas prices will or could affect somehow NASCAR?
Yes. But ultimately, it's not just gas prices. It's also inflation. And we've seen, because the price of fielding a NASCAR team is so expensive at the cup level, not only have we seen various teams that have always found sponsors, we've seen them lose major sponsors because it's so much more expensive to pay for a car. It's so much more expensive to be part of a partnership in which you are fielding a full-time race team. So yeah, NASCAR has been hurt by inflation and been hurt by our economy for years now, which is why they've struggled to find not just people to put butts in the seats, but also more viewers, because it's become a sport that is losing some of its biggest names, but also has become so expensive either to attend or to participate in. So yes, it's not just gas prices, though. It's inflation overall. And because of that, major corporations are dialing back on what they spend in terms of their partnerships and their sponsorships. And so NASCAR has been dealing with that now for years.
So this one's interesting.
Uh-oh.
Well, all right, I'll just say it. Joe asks, he says, summer is coming soon, but you prefer the cold. So I'll ask, what's the worst and deepest blizzard you can remember? Not that we're trying to remember the cold weather when the warm weather's finally here, but
I don't mind. I do love cold, and I do love winter. Blizzard. So I've been in a couple of two-footers before where my car was completely and utterly buried. And then on top of that, more snow. And actually in New Jersey two winters ago, we had in my neighborhood 9 straight days with snow. 9 straight days.
9?
Yeah, it was crazy. And the very first, it was actually Super Bowl week. And so I was started out working from home because I wasn't going to be able to get into work. And the boss had me work from home. When I was growing up in New Hampshire, in Concord, we lived in a log cabin, kerosene heat and all that jazz. Anyway, we also had a couple of blizzards where they were 2 feet. But I will tell you the worst ever winter storm was actually an ice storm that I dealt with in Connecticut. In my town in Connecticut was hit so hard, I actually couldn't get home that night from work. I had to sleep on the floor at my previous network because the roads were, like, there were trees down and power lines down and there was no way to get home. And then when I did get home, 11 days without power in my town. 11 days. So I had a wood stove, not a fireplace, but a wood stove, which would heat the downstairs. But in my home, it was in the 40s. And I had no power for over a week.
God.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I couldn't leave. I had pets. I mean, thankfully I was able to get to work where there were showers. We had a gym, we had lockers. They were powered by generators. And I could also then charge my phone and use the computer and go home. But yeah, for over a week I had no power. And it was I think it was late October. And had to just make do and had to use the wood stove every day.
Cheers to the warmer weather being here. I like the cold too, but that's intense.
It was intense, but I still would pick cold over heat anyway.
Yeah.
I sleep better in the cold.
All right, we'll do a little rapid fire here to close it out. So only speak in riddles or only speak in rhyme?
Only speak in rhyme.
Really? Always bark to say yes or always meow to say no?
I'm not freaking meowing. I'll bark though. I do bark.
So that means that instead of saying yes, you have to bark. But if you wanted to say no, you'd have to meow. So that's the only time you ever have to bark, is if you wanted to say yes.
Oh, okay. No, I'm good with barking. Rather me bark than my dog bark nonstop.
Always get stopped at red lights or always have to use dial-up internet.
What?
So when you're driving.
No,
you're,
neither one of those. I know what the question was. Wait, always use dial-up internet or get stopped at every red light. No, yeah. I can't. I get road rage. I'd rather deal with the dial-up internet.
Be a baby with the mind of an adult or an adult with the mind of a baby?
James, that is a really depressing question.
Why?
I'd rather be a baby with the mind of an adult who is already ahead of the game and ahead of my time and grow into an adult who has the mind of an adult.
Last one here. Always talk like Jar Jar Binks or always talk like Yoda?
Always talk like Yoda. You know how much I love Yoda.
That easily to dismiss Jar Jar Binks?
Do or do not. There is no try. Well, you know how much I love Yoda. Yoda is my favorite character of the Star Wars universe. Yoda is phenomenal. I can quote most of Yoda, and I think he is awesome. I'm wondering, do you think Yoda will be... So Yoda made appearances in the most recent trilogy, the most recent Star Wars trilogy. They brought him back and did a couple of cameos. Also, his voice was in the movies, speaking to Rey. But do you believe that we're going to get a Yoda cameo in the new Obi-Wan series?
Oh yeah, gosh. I would imagine there should be, right?
Jay, isn't it a week from Friday? Is it a week from Friday?
Yeah, a week from Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
We're close. We're closing in.
We're so close. So, crazy enough, on May 27th, not only does Obi-Wan drop on Disney+, but... I almost gave me away. Anyway, I won't. I'm not going to tell my secret. So Disney+ has the Obi-Wan series. First two episodes drop. The new Top Gun movie comes out, which we've waited for. Oh, Tom Cruise. He knew I was going to say that because we're both jazzed up about Top Gun Maverick. I keep watching these documentaries where they talk about their training and all this stuff.
Yes.
Amazing. So we've got that happening next Friday, the Friday going into Memorial Day weekend. And then I know you're really excited about Stranger Things.
Can't wait.
Is it season 4?
Season 4, Stranger Things. Season waiting 4. For like 2 years.
There's all kinds of big movies coming out, though, because it's a big movie weekend. And I know a lot of theaters are hoping that people will go to the movies in droves over Memorial Day
Bob's
weekend.
Bob's Burger movie. I don't know if you've ever seen that show. It's very funny.
I have. However, I'm not going to see the Bob the Burger movie.
Not Bob
Bob's
the Burger.
Burgers, not
a,
whatever.
He's not a human burger.
I'm not going to see Bob's Burgers movie.
I think you're missing out.
Alfredo on, I don't know if that's his real name, Alfredo on Twitter wants to know who I would prefer to get a horse from, Luka Doncic, Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, or Snoop Dogg. No, no, no. I want a horse for my future husband.
Where's I'm not Snoop Dogg get in
marry,
there?
I don't know, but I'm not marrying any of those guys, so... No, I want a horse from the future hubs. That's how he's going to propose to me. I've got it all planned out. A ring is boring. Boring.
How much does a horse cost? About the same price, right?
Well, it depends on what kind of ring you buy. But you can get a horse for relatively cheap. An older horse. One that
you got a horse guy?
One that's not working anymore. One that's they're essentially trying to sell. 20-year-old horse. Horses live for a long time if you take care of them. And then you get a gentle horse or gelding or a mare. And you just ride them whenever. Got to be careful so they don't hurt their feet. But you know what I'm saying? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm just thinking, like, there's got to be some sort of laws and regulations to owning it and stabling it and feeding it, right? I can't just go to the store tomorrow and buy a horse and then I have one and I just ride it around town.
Go to the store? You're going to go to the store and buy a horse?
I don't know, you know, or to the farm.
It's a horse sale. You go to a horse sale.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Like an auction?
And obviously there are zoning laws. Yeah. However, you find either some space to rent for your horse at someone's stable or a farm, or you buy a plot of land yourself or rent the plot of land yourself and put the horse on it.
But, like, is all land horse-friendly land?
No. I said there's zones.
So how do I get my backyard to be a zone?
You probably don't, which is why you would have to rent space at a stable or a farm, or you find a plot of land outside of where you live, somewhere else in your town, and you stick the horse on that plot of land. And then you got to go visit her or him.
Yeah, there actually are like 4 or 5 horse stables right within the area in my town.
See? That's what you do.
I'd rent it at my own house. I don't want to drive to go.
Well, then you would have to move.
You know?
But you would have to move. Yeah, but you consider the horse. The horse might not be happy in your backyard as much as he could take a bath in your pond. The horse needs space, and he wants to run around, and he's not. I mean, that's not where you would put a horse.
You'd get him a jacket and everything.
Great, but also he needs a lot of grass to feed to graze on. You know that, right? Horses need space. They need space.
Yes.
Okay. This is not like Moose Chunk who barely moves.
He doesn't need much space.
No, he doesn't need much space. So it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and horse questions as a bonus. We've decided to move Ask Amy Anything around from now on, so you guys got to be on your toes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for hanging out with us on The Hump Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Q Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Let's get started. Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, Amy, your show should be called Follow the Law, because everything you have said tonight, couldn't have said it better.
Hi, Amy, how are you? Big fan.
Good morning, Amy. My favorite talk show host, overwhelmingly.
Good morning, Amy. Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Law, what is up?
Nothing.
I love your show.
Thank you.
By the way, you're welcome.
Amy, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate the work you do.
Hello, Amy. I just love your show. I've been listening for about 3 months, my first time calling in.
Awesome.
I love your enthusiasm and your whole staff. Y'all keep me laughing and smiling. I don't get sleepy.
That is the point.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. 24-karat magic in the air.
You're blowing up our social media with your responses about gas prices. By the way, if on Facebook you make a political comment and it disappears, well, you know why. We do not dabble in politics on my Facebook page. Do it on your own Facebook page. Don't do it on mine. Thank you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. Coming up in mere moments, Russell Baxter will join us, longtime NFL historian, NFL analyst, and he's got a variety of jobs and a variety of outlets where he works. And do you know, I've not yet had an opportunity to talk about the NFL schedule because it was released when I was not here. Too bad, so sad. And so we'll talk about it with him a little bit, and also just this kind of calm before what is sure to be the storm of the 2022 season. And Tom Brady making the leap to the dark side. Maybe Russell Baxter can give him some advice as someone who's been in the media for a long period of time. Mike is listening in Baltimore. Mike, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, well, let me first of all say happy, very belated birthday. I was trying to call around the time when you came back, but I could never get through. I was always on hold for a couple hours, so I could never get through. So this is your almost birthday twin, because my birthday is April the 8th, so I'm going to get that out of the way.
Okay.
And I want to know, do you have any picks, or have you looked at this year's Preakness?
I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. I did see that Rich Strike, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the very long, long, long shot of the Derby, is not running. So I saw that part, but I haven't had a chance to even look at the field yet. But I know it's coming up. It's a big deal for Baltimore.
Yep, this Saturday. You know, I wanted to get on so bad when you had the guy, Jack Gilden, when he had that book. He was on about his book.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, about Spectacular Bid. Are you going to read the book?
Right. I'm going to get it. Baltimore, and I live like 5 minutes, a 10-minute walk from Pimlico, and I just grew up around horse races. And I remember that time, and I really wanted to ask him a couple of questions, but I'll probably find out about it when I read.
Well, you can find him on Twitter. You could definitely.
Okay.
He's at Jack Gilden on Twitter, and you'll know it's him because his book, the cover of his book, and then the book title is there. And I'm not just saying this because my name is on the back of the book. He asked me to do an endorsement, and it's on the back cover of the book, and one of my greatest honors. But I actually read the whole manuscript before I gave the endorsement. It's a very good book. As someone who loves horse racing but didn't know much about its colored past, its checkered past, and also as someone who is a history buff, it's actually a torturous read in some cases, because it's there's some ways in which not only was this jockey really abused but also the horse's history could have turned out so differently. So I would highly recommend the book. It's very powerful. It'll take you on an emotional roller coaster ride.
Definitely. Yes. And I remember those times, like I said, I'm right here in Baltimore, and I remember Ronnie Franklin and all the stuff that he went through and his trainer was doing, and it's incredible. But thanks a lot, Amy. I'm glad to finally wish you a happy birthday.
And happy belated birthday to you, too, Mike.
Thank
good to
you.
Talk to you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. And even as many of you are still responding with your gas prices, it's actually surprising to see that in some places it's still below $4. I don't want to be the Grim Reaper, but just give it some time because all the economic analysts are indicating that the prices will, in fact, go up. So you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, coming up, we'll check in with Russell Baxter, maybe a little bit on the schedule. Okay, a lot on the NFL schedule because I haven't had the opportunity to talk about it at all. And no, I'm not going to be telling you how many teams are going to get double-figure wins or who's going to make the playoffs because that's boring in May. But we'll talk to Russell and we'll see what pops from the schedule with him. Every night this week, I think, oh yeah, I'm going to get to this and this and this. And producer James and I are now operating from a top 10 list of sorts where we have five topics that we really want to get to. And we kind of prioritize them. And I think we've only gotten through two of them so far. Maybe we kind of skipped and dropped down. Yeah, we've done three of the five so far. But we're obviously not there yet. So we'll continue to work our way through this hump show and talk about whatever we have time for. We'll cram it all in. It's After Hours on CBS Sports.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We are switching it up on our hump show. Normally, this is when we do Ask Amy Anything, but we have a guest. And so everything is moved aside when we have great guests like the one who has volunteered to join us live on this edition of the hump show here on CBS Sports Radio, our longtime friend Russell Baxter, who is an NFL writer and analyst and historian for a variety of outlets like FanSided and NFL Spin Zone. And I can't keep up with all of your jobs, Russell Baxter. I don't know how you do it, but I know you love what you do. Do you ever get overwhelmed by the number of assignments?
No, because I stay organized and so on. And thank you for those kind words. And I do love what I do, and that's what makes it easy. And, you know, I actually just got contacted by a site called Steeler Nation, which I did a piece for, kind of a retrospect of what's gone wrong with the Steelers in the playoffs the last four times they play, which have all been kind of pretty ugly losses, to be honest with you. But no, it's a passion of mine. I was so fortunate to get into this field. I was just a big football fan and just started writing. And one thing led to another, from ESPN to CBS to my website now and all the things I'm doing now. So it's been quite the ride. And at 62 years old, I am at the halfway point of life.
You have a diversified portfolio, to be sure. So we're glad to have you with us once again, especially early morning. Thank you for joining us live. When we think about what's happening in the NFL right now, it has been some kind of a crazy offseason, not just the quarterback movement, but I honestly think, Russ, that 2022, the number one way the season will be defined is by the movement among wide receivers and the amount of money that's been doled out to various receivers, and not just the best in the business, but even some others that were just fortunate enough to catch a team who had money to burn and needed a receiver. When you think about the receivers who have changed teams, how do you think that could impact the 22 campaign?
Well, you know, at least in the regular season, offense has been, you know, a big part of success, okay? And I look at somebody like Tyreek Hill, who can take a two-yard pass into a 60-yard touchdown. I mean, you know, late that game, at the playoff game against the Bills, that little pass he took all over the middle and then cut to the outside just outraced everybody. Just shows you what he's only been in the league 6 years. He's been in Pro Bowl every year. And, you know, Miami is overdue to have someone of that big play potential with their team. And a guy like that who makes life easier for the quarterback because of his ability to make nothing into something. you know, obviously into, you know, Davante Adams for the Raiders. And although the Raiders, there's so much going on there and so on the personnel, Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler really kind of putting their stamp on the team. Remember, in 2019, they drafted three guys in the first round. They didn't pick up the option on any of the three this month, including Josh Jacobs, which I really thought was a surprise. Mm. In fact, I just did a piece on the Atlanta Falcons, and you can throw the Bears in there. They're scrounging to find wide receivers, and so, which is almost hard to believe. But, you know, I think you saw what happened with Christian Kirk in Jacksonville. Sure. Leaving the Cardinals, and he got really big money. And, you know, as we are finding out, Davante Adams really wanted to go to the Raiders. It was more so than even staying with the Packers. And, you know, I remember the last time we talked, it's, you know, we talked about quarterback dictating. This year, all players seem to be dictating where they want to go. If you're not going to pay me, I would like to go somewhere else.
Sure.
Even though the salary cap went way up this year, because last year it went down because of COVID and so on, teams aren't willing to break the bank, frankly, for any position except for a quarterback. Okay, you know, there's too many other things and too many other positions that need to be addressed. And as we find out every year, by the time the Super Bowl rolls around, regardless of how good you are during the regular season, regardless of how many points you scored, Dallas led the league with 530 points. They didn't get out of the first round. You better make sure you're pretty secure on defense. And that includes your offensive line. That's the Bengals. They spent this offseason fixing the offensive line. It was good enough to get to the Super Bowl, but it wasn't good enough to prevent Aaron Donald and Von Miller from spending the second half in their backfield.
Just talking about the season makes me feel like it should not be May. We should be much closer. So, Russ, I was on vacation last week. I'm not sorry. It was great. No. But what I missed was the NFL schedule release, which the league has now turned into this made-for-TV event, even though there were leaks galore, apparently. What are a few games that I need to know about? So, and I'm not joking about this. I have not looked at the schedule at all. I decided I would leave this up to you and your insight. So a few games that I need to know about.
Well, I mean, they're kicking off the season with a bang, as they usually do, as you know. And for a little retrospect, I always like to tell this story. You know, the Thursday night kickoff, which we now know is the Super Bowl champion hosting a team, which was not always the case. Remember, and, you know, not to bring up a somber subject, but the Thursday night games started back in 2000, early 2000s after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was in New York, the second one was in Washington. And they became such a big hit that starting in 2004, New England Patriots hosted the Colts. The defending Super Bowl champion would host the first game of the season. And what a wild one we got. We get the Rams and the Bills, okay? The Rams coming off their Super Bowl campaign, and Buffalo, which scored 36 points and still couldn't win a playoff game, which should tell you something a little about their offseason. So I know, to me, Amy, not to cop out on your question, it's kind of less about specific games because all the division champions are going to play each other within the conference a year ago. To me, it's more how the schedule lays out. And I know we get inundated with, well, they've got the hardest schedule or they've got the easiest schedule. The schedules are set up years in advance on a rotating system. And then depending on how you finish, it changes. And now, this year, the NFC teams will play 9 home games. Last year, the AFC teams played 9 home games. But I like to go back and look at stretches. And, you know, I recently did a piece. I sound like a shameless plug every time I talk to you. The Broncos, to me, had the most intriguing schedule because, A, of what they did this offseason. And, you know, Russell Wilson, new head coach, Randy Gregory on defense, they're going to attempt to dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, there's a little problem with that. First off, Kansas City's been in the playoffs 7 years in a row, longest streak in the league. They've won the AFC West 6 years in a row, longest streak in the league in terms of a division title. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even a longer streak is the fact that the Denver Broncos have lost 13 straight games to the Kansas City Chiefs. They haven't beaten the Chiefs since the year they won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That should tell you something. So, interesting enough, the Broncos and, you know, they get, by the way, the Broncos in Seattle, first Monday night game, Russell Wilson versus his old team, which, you know, should be a lot of fun, obviously. But when you go down the line, and we all know how teams play division games the final game of the year. Well, Denver doesn't get to Kansas City until the final 5 games of the year, and they get them twice.
Wow.
So this is already a packed division. I mean, who knows what the Chargers, they tease us every year. Okay, we just mentioned the Raiders. So I look at teams like Denver who may not have their fate decided in terms of winning the AFC West until December. And I know that sounds silly, but they're not even going to get a chance to play Kansas City until December. Those are the kind of things I look at with the schedule because the easiest, hardest thing, I believe if you go by the numbers, Amy, the 4 easiest schedules all belong to the teams in the NFC East. Well, why do you think that is?
Duh.
Because they play each other.
Right.
And they all play similar schedules. So I kind of always giggle the hardest. And listen, this is in college football. You're not getting, you know, points for a certain win and a certain loss and so mm-hmm. on. So I think, to me, I look at a team like Denver with all these expectations. And by the way, they also haven't been in the playoffs since 2015, okay? They've also had 5 consecutive losing seasons. So this shapes up as a big year for them in terms of expectations, but we're going to have to wait a little bit until they get to the Chiefs. And face it, that's huge. And again, if you look at the piece, and so Baltimore to me is very intriguing because they play a lot of late division games, and it might surprise people to know that they were 1-5 in the division last year, which is very un-John Harbaugh like, and even more on John Harbaugh-like, is the Ravens lost their last 6 games of the year. They were 8-3. They finished 8-9. So they're bringing a 6-game losing streak into the season. So
wow.
Those are the kinds of things. You know how this league is. After week 1, 16 fan bases will claim Super Bowl title. And the other 16 fan bases will claim we're so bad, we're going to get the number one pick in the
draft. Pump the brakes, baby. Pump the brakes. That's what it is. Russell Baxter is with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. We're up against a hard out, so I just have about 60 seconds. Tom Brady doesn't, at this point, have a great relationship with the media, though he is respectful and does his job. He's about to make that jump to the dark side. What advice would you give him, Russ?
Do your homework, okay? And understand that, and I don't have to tell you, being at a live event, especially a game, is so much different than doing anything in a studio, okay? There are some people who excel in pregame shows and then go to the booth, and it's a different ballgame, mm-hmm. and vice versa. So it is. It's a matter of doing your homework and doing what you do best. It's not showing off if you know what the play is, okay? You know, I've worked with guys. I remember sitting with Sterling Sharp at ESPN. He wasn't in the booth. He did shows with us, but he would sit in the conference room and call plays, and they would happen, okay? And that's what Tom Brady could bring to the table. That's what Tony Romo, in essence, kind of brings to the table.
Because he can see it. Yes, for sure. Agreed. Now, Russ has got a wealth of information from all his various outlets that he has and that he participates in. So you want to find him on Twitter at BaxFootballGuru. There's a link to his website, profootballguru.com. It's always good to have you. Next time, we'll spend a little more time, Russ. But enjoy, and thanks again for joining us live.
My pleasure. 78 days to the Hall of Fame game, Anthony Munoz.
Boom. That's going to be amazing. All right, Russ, we'll talk to you soon. So, Russ being able to join us live is awesome, and a little bit about the schedule, some quirks, some numbers. I love it. Are you ready for some football? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.